log on to www.theoutdoorline.com, click on the forums, and check out the letter to the governor. Larry Carpenter, Master Marine Services, and Fish Northwest joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Carpenter.
Good morning and happy holidays, gentlemen.
How in the heck are you doing?
How was your Thanksgiving, Larry? Was everything okay? Did you have your stuffing and everything you needed there? So it was a good Thanksgiving? Everything goes smoothly for you?
Well, let me give you a little insight. I'm sitting out here by the pool. It's about 55, 60. It'll be up to 75 this afternoon. Wife, my daughter and son are sitting down here, and we rented a house down here, and it's just a heck of a deal. Fully furnished, pool, the whole deal. We fed 19 people here, my wife's family, on the Thanksgiving, and it's been a really enjoyable.
70 degrees? Where are you at?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. So did you have stuffing? You had your stuffing. Everything was okay.
I was up at 5:30 making it. I'm the stuffing
maker.
Okay,
see, he pulls his weight around
see,
there,
I
Nelly.
Am. Hey, I'm the,
he's
I'm
pulling
the,
his weight.
I'm the turkey deep fryer, Larry, and we had no stuffing. And that's it. I'm making the stuffing from now on. This is never going to happen again. And just
I got the recipe that this is just it's years in the making. And it's not really good for one's waistline, but
no,
it really
no.
tastes good.
Does it have sausage in it?
No, but it has lots of turkey parts that are chopped. Oh, yeah.
It's this is the fourth time he's asked about it. He's got a thing for sausage,
I need a good stuffing recipe because this is, you know. You got to start
I'll
from scratch.
I'll dial you.
Okay, fair enough, Larry. We've all seen a copy of this letter to the governor from Puget Sound Anglers, Coastal Conservation Association, Northwest Sport Fishing Association, and Fish Northwest. To me, the substance of the letter is important, but the big significance is here are four organizations standing shoulder to shoulder to forward the sport fishing agenda. Could you enlarge upon that a little bit for us today?
Well, I was not personally involved in that. I knew there was, I knew both sides of that argument, both sides of that discussion, and there were some really, really bright people that crafted their own perspective on that. And I think the really important part of that is not necessarily what the message was, but finally, we got some groups that aligned themselves and didn't stay out and be autonomous on their own and grinding their own axe. So I think that part was good. Now, how that affects the budget and what that means as far as the hatchery opportunities and funding for the recreational side, I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be on that yet. I haven't had a chance. I mean, I wasn't home to really deal with that, but I'm interested to, when I get home, to talk to some people and find out, what the department thinks and going to do and what the commission's position is and the governor, for that matter.
Well, I guess the gist of this letter is that Gregoire proposed taking $1.5 million from the Wildlife Fund and backing up these three hatcheries, using it to fund these three hatcheries, the Samish, the Nema, and the Willapa, that are predominantly commercial. They produce fish for the commercial fisheries, which, of course, don't in turn generate enough income to support the Wildlife Fund. I mean, the majority of that fund comes from recreational anglers, and now we're going to take that money and support these commercially based these hatchery operations. I mean, isn't that the gist of that letter, Larry?
Yeah. No, that's it in a nutshell, Rob. I mean, that's why people are irritated about it. The initial proposed cuts were for, like you mentioned, commercial fish, fish that are raised to go to the commercial industry that now they want the recreational community to pay for. There may be more to it than that I don't have a grasp on, and I will get all of that first of the week, but that's really it in a nutshell, and I think that's why people are so irritated, taking money away from taxpaying recreational fishermen, and, you know, it's just not, doesn't sit well with people.
Well, the opportunity, though, for all four of these organizations to come in and speak to the governor with one voice, as you mentioned, is the more significant event here in my thinking. I mean, here's for the first time, basically, these four organizations that stood shoulder to shoulder. And I mean, do you see this, Larry, as something that's going to be repeated in the future?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's about 25 years past due about trying to get on the same bus going in the same direction.
Sure.
So I think it's much more meaningful. I think it has a lot more emphasis for state and federal officials, politicians in general. I think it's a critically important move on this issue and many others into the future. I mean, that's what we should have been doing all along instead of fighting our own little fires in the brush, you know.
We're talking to Larry Carpenter of Master Marine and Fish Northwest. All right, Larry. the 1st of December, the San Juans open up, good old Area 7. I tell you what, there's a lot of people looking at their calendar. There's a lot of people going to participate in this, and I've seen some tremendous fishing on the opener. What do you see in your crystal ball happening at the end of next week?
Well, I'm very, very optimistic. I expect to see some 30-pound fish come out early on. The weather, I guess. How is the weather now? Is it as ugly as I thought it was?
Well, it's pretty horrendous right now. We're talking about a gale this evening, and then tomorrow, I think it's like 30 to 40. They're talking about a seven-foot chop in northern Puget Sound tomorrow and in the San Juan Islands. So this weekend's pretty hairball out there, but then early in the week, mid-next week, we're laying down pretty good, and I think we could be okay. So
I think we're going to be fine next week. And the long range, Larry, for the open weekend up in the San Juans on the Resurrection Derby is pretty flat, calm, and sunny. I mean, this storm's going to blow itself out.
Well, that's about time. I'm looking forward to it. Well, I got Tony the Truth and my son, John, and we're going to be out there doing a little snooping around, and I suspect we'll locate something, and we'll give you a shout. You boys are fishing together with the Reverend, I understand.
Yes, we are. We're doing the Resurrection Derby, and I'd like to invite everybody to go to resurrectionderby.com and jump on board. This is a weekend of fishing and football. It's going to be a kick in the pants in Friday Harbor, and I can't wait to get up there.
Hey, while we got you on the horn, what's the key to putting a black mouth in the box in the San Juans? You got a couple pointers you can throw out there for us, L-Train?
It's not my pointers. It's, you know, years and years and years, 30 years ago, I listened to old Tony the Truth tell people, rule number one is fish where the bait is, and rule number two is reread rule number one. And, you know, I've kind of gone along with that, and I totally believe in that. And I've got some world-class herring in the freezer that are going to be ready to do some business Thursday morning and a little checkout where we're going to go. And there's so much geography in the San Juans, Robert.
Yeah.
You know, you fished it for decades. It's, you know, the thing I don't do is I don't chase radio fish. I've always found that's I'm always a little late to the party on that. And I know that my technique that I've perfected, as I know you're a herring fisherman as well, you put a herring in the water and you look at it, you know that herring's doing business. So what I tell people, my technique works. Wintertime, summertime, if I'm not catching fish, it's for one of two reasons. A, they're not there, or two, they're not feeding yet. So I don't do a lot of changing. I know there's a lot of people that do a lot of changing, but I've had success for 40-some years with my...
I think we're losing the Las Vegas cell here, Larry. You still with us?
Oh, am I gone?
There we go. No, we still got you. Are you going to? Are you guys grabbing derby tickets? Are you going to fish in the Resurrection Derby next week?
We were, but it's
good. Yeah, good. That's good news.
Good, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Larry. Just stay home, watch football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay off the water.
I'll be out
Thank
there.
You.
My guy from Olympia has politically opted not to. Can't be in the derby for some reason.
If we don't have to compete against you, that is nothing but good news right there. Because I've seen that left-handed spin you put on the herring do more than its fair share of damage. What have they got down there at Master Marine these days for the duck hunter? We got some duck weather this weekend, and I know that you got some Lund packages down there that are just waiting to get pulled off the lot.
Oh, we got Lund packages, we got low packages. I mean, we've really got a nice assortment of those types of boats. The other thing we have going right now, too, guys, is Rob, you put some great ads together for me for Suzuki and Lund. But right now, with our Suzuki stuff, they've got some repower fall winter promotions going on that are just incredible. $1,500 off on certain size motors. Like a 175, you get a $1,000 rebate. So anybody that has a motor that went toast on them. We'd be more than happy to give you a quote and talk to you about it and tell you why we think the Suzuki product is a good product to run.
They are a good product, too. One of my first engines, actually, I bought from Larry back in the 90s, was a Suzuki 225. That thing was bulletproof. And then everybody knows I've done a lot of fishing in Panama. Very, very remote part of Panama. They run twin 115 Suzukis on these boats down there. There's no mechanics anywhere.
Right.
I mean, in the northern part, there's like very few mechanics there. These engines have 5,000 hours on them, and they're still cranking away, man. And that's why they've gone to Suzuki. And there's great outboards out there. I mean, I'm not just jumping on the Suzuki train here, but they're right in there with the top outboards. They've really done a great job with them.
Doubt. Well, you know, there are a lot of good outboards, and I think the competition has made all the brands better. You know, I've been selling Suzuki since 1984 when I started, where I was a newcomer and I couldn't get anything else. Well, they've been good to me. We also sell Yamaha. They're great motors. I mean, don't get me wrong. So we're happy with that. But we got some good deals right now on some fall, winter stuff, the promotions by the manufacturers. So, hey, if anybody needs some, let us know. We'd be happy to answer your questions or tell you where to go put your bait in the water.
He's Larry Carpenter, Master Marine, who won't be fishing in the Resurrection Derby next week. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Larry, you come home safe from Vegas, and we'll talk to you next weekend, buddy.
Gentlemen, good job. Have a one. Everybody be safe.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Buddy.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you soon.